This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well, and that Skype username for you is lrn.fm. As we are continuing here into hour number three of this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show, we, by the way, are going to be live on Thanksgiving Day. So for those of you who would love to listen to Free Talk Live while you, you know, enjoy the company of family, what better time?
After I fill your belly.
There you go. So you can join us tomorrow and throughout every holiday. I mean, Free Talk Live is here really 365 days a year. We're always live.
More than Waffle House.
Are they closed on
one day?
Really, which day? Christmas?
It's either New Year's Day or Christmas Day.
Okay.
Or
all right.
They're closed one day a year.
So, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian, Will, and Mike in the studio here. I was sharing a story from Rick Falkvinge, who is the creator of the Pirate Party. Well-known individual there in the cryptocurrency universe as well. And he actually was at the Anarchapulco event that we were at and had the chance to interview him in real life. But as he says here in his blog over at falkvinge.net, he says, "Nobody I know shows off Bitcoin," that is Bitcoin Legacy, a.k.a. Bitcoin Core, sort of the BTC as you see it around, "to their friends anymore. It's painfully embarrassing. Nobody I know uses Bitcoin for anything anymore, for the reason that transactions take hours to complete, cost upwards of $20. He says, "My last two transactions cost $30 and $70 respectively, and have been made unreliable by design through something called replace by fee." He says, "When I got into Bitcoin in 2011, transactions were free, reliable, and instant. Not free as in very cheap, but actually free. The vast majority of transactions did not pay a transaction fee, and this was also Satoshi Nakamoto's original intention, according to email archives." Now, Satoshi Nakamoto, for those that don't know, is the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, which was released to the world back in 2009. So again, he's saying he got into it back in 2011. He says, "It makes sense. You want to be able to write code that optimizes your money across addresses and databases without paying a lot of transaction fees in the process, just for moving your own data around. It was extremely useful at that time. It was amazingly cool to show off. And we've talked a lot about Bitcoin over the years, and I've been a huge fan of it, and that's why it's so hard to see what's happening to Bitcoin happen to it, where it has turned into this very difficult, very slow, very expensive system. It's tragic, really." He goes on to say, "Around 2014, a couple of people hijacked Bitcoin, for all intents and purposes, stripped the original known coder, Gavin Andreessen," who's a Free Talk Live listener, by the way. He's one of the guys, he actually is the original guy who introduced us to it. He actually came up here to Keene. We went to Thai Garden on Main Street, and he sat down and kind of talked to me and Mark about Bitcoin. He answered some of our questions about it, and then he gave Mark, I think, 27 Bitcoin.
Nice.
After that. And the reason why was he told Mark he would buy us lunch. So Mark paid cash, and he got a bunch of Bitcoin in response. And this was like probably 2011, so.
27 Bitcoin.
Maybe it was more than 27 Bitcoin. I don't know. He got a lot.
Wow.
He got a lot of Bitcoin. So they stripped Gavin of his coding access privileges and then set out in a new direction. Bitcoin transactions should cost money, they decided. A lot of money. Because the network wasn't sustainable otherwise. Never mind that it had worked just fine up until that point with sub-cent optional transactions and was planned to do so for another 140 years. This company was called Blockstream, and they were met with such fierce opposition from the community, they literally had to start deleting every post off of the Bitcoin forums, Bitcoin Talk, Reddit.com/Bitcoin and the Bitcoin mailing list that challenged the narrative that it was utterly moronic to deliberately congest the network to make it slow, unreliable, and expensive. And this is sort of one of the this is the crux of some of the debate within the Bitcoin community. Of one side says, well, Bitcoin's always been, up until the last year or so, very affordable, very cheap, very quick. There's no reason why it shouldn't continue to do that. And then there's this other side that's like, well, we need to limit the block size so we can come up with other solutions to expand Bitcoin's network capacity. Because basically it's full at the moment. The Bitcoin network is loaded up. You mentioned, Mike, earlier the mempool, yeah, which is over 70 megabytes right now. That's a lot of transactions. I mean, these transactions are generally 200 and something bytes. So 70-something, I don't know how many transactions that is.
Well, there's,
that's a lot.
Well, a block is 1 megabyte in size, and there's an average of about 2,000 transactions per block. So that comes out to somewhere around 140,000 transactions.
So Reddit, so again, they had to go in to delete posts because they didn't want people talking about the other side of this. Yes, it's so just so happens, says Falkvinge, that the people who formed this Blockstream company also were the ones controlling all of the discussion platforms. Slowly, over years of influx of new users, people would only see Blockstream's message of how good it is that transactions are expensive, slow, and unreliable. It was around this point that new forums, such as Bitcoin.com's forum and the new Reddit r/BTC, started to pop up and get attention and become a refuge of sorts. And this is, by the way, still happening to this day. There are examples, if you go to the Reddit r/BTC, which is the uncensored forum, supposedly, and you look there, people will post about their posts that have been deleted from r/Bitcoin. And the r/Bitcoin mods are just deleting wholesale anything that sort of questions the status quo of Bitcoin, basically. So there's just been straight up...
And doesn't Blockstream own the Lightning Network technology?
I've heard that. I don't know.
So what you're saying is they centralized Bitcoin.
They did.
And now it sucks.
Yeah, they took it over and they prohibit it from expanding.
Turned themselves into the Federal Reserve.
Well, basically. They are claiming that they have the solution, and that's why you'd ask the question, is there Lightning Network owned by Blockstream? I've heard that it is, and I've heard that it isn't, so I don't know what the truth is there. I've heard that this Blockstream company has some sort of patented solution they want to bring in to lower transaction fees, so they get all the fees or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what the real story is there, but it's definitely Bitcoin is messed up. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the Blockstream fanboys were undeterred. Look at how Bitcoin rises in value, they would say. Who cares about transaction fees? It's a store of value because the price goes up. This narrative, he says, also completely ignores what an economic store of value is. It's a predictable, stable store. This, of course, is the equivalent of, quote, who cares about if Google is the slightest bit useful under the new management? Who cares if anybody uses Google anymore? Look how the stock keeps going up. And this is really, I think, poignant because, yeah, it's so strange looking at Bitcoin being in the shape that it's in right now, where it's hard to send a fee for less than $5 and have it confirm in a decent amount of time. And it's slow and it's expensive and looking at all these problems that it has. But yet here we are at record highs of $8,300 today, 82 something close
well,
to 8,300.
I do need to challenge Falkvinger's assertion that Satoshi had never intended there to be transaction fees like this. It was always in the plan that as the block rewards of newly minted coins decreased over time, that would be made up for
by
transaction fees.
Yeah, that's true. But they don't have to be what they are.
And no, they don't.
1 cent transaction fees would have been plenty of transactions.
And, but at the same, yeah, and at the same time, there is actually no reason why they cannot adjust things, like in terms of block generation times being quicker or block size. You know, a lot of these things that they are treating as if it's a holy writ are not really that set in stone.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. A little more from Falk Vinge here on the situation with Bitcoin, the embarrassing situation with Bitcoin. But the good news is cryptocurrency is here to stay. Whether Bitcoin stays on top or not is ultimately immaterial to the success of the idea of cryptocurrency.
Long live altcoins.
There's more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about the sad state of Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, the Bitcoin Core, as you might want to call it these days, because it's not the original Bitcoin anymore. It's been changed since Bitcoin was what it was when we were getting into it, you know, back here when we first heard about it in 2011 and, you know, 2012, that range. It is no longer what it was back then. It's slow, it's expensive, and it's problematic from that aspect. But yet, it's still the number one cryptocurrency in the world. I think it's coasting. I feel like Bitcoin is coasting on its popularity, on the fact that it is the most recognizable cryptocurrency. People, if you ask them about it, they know it exists. They may not know any of the background. They may not know what's wrong with it today, but they've heard about it. They might have seen some news article about Bitcoin or some television presentation about it that says, wow, Bitcoin, look at these prices. It's going up. You know, and then they look at the price chart, and sure enough, it's gone up over 1,000% in the last 12 months. So there is definitely still a lot of excitement, understandably, about Bitcoin. But Falkvinge here, Rick Falkvinge at Falkvinge.net, he's saying, well, what if Google was taken over with new management and Google said, all right, well, searches, which used to be free and fast, are now going to take 20 minutes or they're going to take hours and they're going to cost $20. How's that going to fly with a marketplace?
Okay, well, here's a prime example right here. I've got my Changely open. I want to move some Bitcoin Gold.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get some Bitcoin with it. Now, if I want to buy some Bitcoin Gold with Bitcoin, it costs me, for a $150 transaction, costs me about $11.
Just for the transaction
fee. Just for the transaction fee, not the
conversion.
Or any of the rest of that, no. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, if I'm converting, though, the other direction from Bitcoin Cold into Bitcoin, my transaction fee for a $157 transaction is $0.0048 U.S. dollars.
Wow. 0.04, so a fourth of a penny.
Almost a fifth.
Yeah.
Fifth of a penny. We'll round up, because it's an eight. So,
that's
a
huge discrepancy. So
versus $11 for the same exact transaction in the opposite direction.
So the question is, you know, he gives a really cool example with this Google example. People wouldn't put up with that. If Google took a long time to give you search results and started charging for it, everybody would jump to whatever other searches there are out there. Yahoo, is Alta Vista still out there? I don't know, but I'd go and try them again to see if they were still there. You know, there's got to be something else out there. They would jump quickly. But in the world of Bitcoin, you know, if you've got Bitcoin and the price is going up, you don't exactly want to get out of it, right? You want to hold on for the ride and see where the ride ends. And then maybe get out if you have time to get out at that point, wherever that is. But ultimately, the question is, how long before the marketplace figures this out? How long before the whole market that's pouring money into Bitcoin as though this ride's never going to end? How long until they figure out that Bitcoin is slow and Bitcoin is expensive? Because just buying into it, you won't necessarily notice, right? It's when you try to spend the Bitcoin is when you start seeing the transaction
fees. And that's where you get the difference between a store of value and a medium of exchange.
But can it continue to be a store of value when the market figures out it's not a medium of exchange anymore?
Yes.
But why would it be when there are a dozen other currencies that can do the exact same thing, which can store value and be a currency?
It's Gresham's Law. I mean, look at what happened with gold and silver money. Mm-hmm. You know, you have fiat money pushes sound money out of the market.
Right.
And so if you have something that's effective as a medium of exchange, is automatically going to become more utilitarian and more useful to people, whereas something that is more of a store of value is going to see that and shift more towards emphasizing its store of value characteristics.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you and disagree with you as far as, like, gold and silver are a good analogy, but for a different reason. Gold is a good store of value. It's a horrible medium of exchange.
That's true.
Because of the massive value of it. Silver is, I think, a good store of value, because the value is usually fairly stable, but it's a lot easier because it's smaller to use as a medium of exchange.
There's a lot more of it out there.
So Bitcoin is now become gold in the, as far as like the currency world, Bitcoin is now gold.
And you could argue that
inflated price, horrible to be able to use as a currency.
And it's already got an established, you know, popular thing. Like gold's popular. People have it. They've had it for, you know, generations.
Yeah. Now the argument is, who becomes silver? Who is it? Whose network becomes silver?
Well, yeah,
whose network becomes the easiest, that is a stable
Bitcoin Cash, Dash,
a stable holder of the
value of your currency? A lot of people have said that Litecoin is silver to Bitcoin's gold.
They said that when Litecoin came out.
Yeah,
that was because Litecoin was first,
yeah.
And Litecoin still is coasting on that to some extent. But what has Litecoin really done since then? I mean, besides being second to market in the first altcoin, the first competitor to Bitcoin? Because I remember when Litecoin came out, we started taking it on Free Talk Live. We're like, oh, we got the Bitcoin. You go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a Bitcoin address there. I think there's a Dash address there. We used to have a Litecoin address there, but nobody donated in a long time, so I took the thing down.
Because
nobody, you know, cares about Litecoin anymore.
It's
but back when it came out, we were saying, oh, it's the silver to Bitcoin's gold.
Yeah.
That was what everybody was saying about it, but it just never really lit the world on fire.
So now we get to see the street fight between Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin Gold.
Bitcoin Gold isn't even a contender.
How do you know?
Not yet.
Because they just had some major problems with their code come out, because the developer had put some secret code in there that gave himself transaction fees from people's transactions.
Yeah, he was funneling transaction fees into his own account.
So the Wu guy that I heard.
I don't know what his name is.
Hey, watch out. Don't buy anything that he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just installed the Bitcoin Gold software here, which is risky, right? Because I don't know what's in that software. Has it been audited? Are there people who have actually checked over the code to see if it's going to steal your private keys or something like that? I mean, this could all just be some big private key stealing process. But Bitcoin Gold, while it has done all right as far as its price, it was as high as like $400 just the other day.
Yeah.
It is still like one of the lower tier currencies. It's not.
It's slow.
It's not a. Is it slow?
Litecoin's faster.
Okay.
It's slow.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
It's like hour long transactions.
Yeah, but I'm surprised.
Regular Bitcoin, it's like 7 hours. So I mean, you know,
I'm surprised that more people aren't using Litecoin actually. I always was kind of skeptical of a lot of the altcoins, and then as I was raising capital for my company, one of my angels came up and he just sent me a whole bunch of Litecoin. I'm like, wow, and I'm like, okay, cool.
I took my Litecoin and I changed it into Ether a while back.
We've been almost a whole segment since I sent the transaction, and I'm still.
And which transaction did you send?
From Bitcoin Gold to Bitcoin.
I see.
And the Bitcoin Gold deposit hasn't made yet.
The toll-free number here.
15 minutes already.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Falk Vinge isn't done yet, though. We'll share more of his thoughts coming up here on the sad state of the Bitcoin technology. There's more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, it's Free Talk Live.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you may join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Will, and Mike.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. You can sign up for our email newsletter, by the way. It's one of the myriad of free things we offer you at freetalklive.com. The sign-up box is right there on the front page, kind of toward the middle, center, top of the page or the site. Go to freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our email newsletter there. We send out usually one per week to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Rico is on the line in Oklahoma. Rico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I'm in the Arklatex. It's where Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma come together. It's called Arklatex. The Arklatex.
Cool, I never heard of that.
Yeah. And stubborn, you want to see some, made some stubborn people. People of the Arklatex are stubborn, but God bless them.
All right.
Look, all right, I want y'all to ask me either one or both of these two questions. Why I'm not an amper, or why I don't send the money in, and what can be learned by studying two English-speaking islands.
Why are you not an amper?
Well, is because even though the stance I get from y'all, and I've been with y'all since Julia, the coolest woman ever. Ever. That's how long I know. I hadn't looked it up, but it's been a long time. But the coolest woman ever since Julia. And you talk about, well, come on through, no border, just come on through, but we're not going to have welfare.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to work.
What's not going to work?
Well, there could be a slow invasion if you take that that stance. Just come on through, but we're not going to give you welfare. That's
a slow invasion of who?
Oh, however, if it's just everybody, there's no line. Yeah.
So what you're saying is,
I just saw the other day, and I didn't see anybody that wasn't from Mexico.
Okay, so let me see if I'm following you. What you're saying is you believe that open borders, the freedom to travel, will result in a slow invasion of some horde of people that you don't really know who it would be, but you believe that it would happen, and therefore something bad would occur.
Well, looking at the history of mankind, that's not a far-fetched idea.
Why would whatever that invasion resulted in be worse than what we have today, which is a total police state?
Well, I think because we lack of control. I'm not saying stop anybody.
So you want a true police state? You want to?
No. We'll phase that out. That's coming. Okay, that's already a thing that's fixing to happen to the population.
Yeah, it's already here. But you want to stop people from coming across the border.
Okay.
No, you're absolutely wrong. No, come on through. We just want to take your picture or get your name, whatever you want to say your name is, and what day you came in. That's it.
That's all you want. You want to roll back, get rid of the Border Patrol, and just have a little check-in station where folks give their name and take a picture, huh?
Yeah, and all the information comes to me. I'll run a program, and every 30 seconds I'll tell you what percentage of who is coming across the border just for that reason.
So you want to be in charge is what you're saying. You want to run the program.
Yeah, I want to be in charge of that. I do.
Yeah.
It'll be open
now, would
book,
you be
open
able
ledger,
to say no?
I'm not going
to
rip any money off.
Now, Rico, would you, when you're looking at all the pictures of the people who are coming and they're saying, I want to move here. Here's my picture, my name. Would you be able to deny them access if you didn't like the way they looked?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Just want to know what's really happening. Then you have some form of control where people get together and it's like they do in voting, but I'm not talking about voting, but. People get together, and the will of the people comes out.
Now, what is the control that you're talking about? Because, obviously...
Well, do you know what a zeitgeist is?
The movie? Or the spirit of the times?
No, it's a word that goes way back, and it's called...
Yep. It means the spirit of the times.
The spirit of the people of the times.
Okay.
Spirit of the people, not the spirit of the pine tree.
Whatever.
Or the rock.
Whatever,
well, okay,
dude.
I'm just saying, it's the spirit of the people that makes the whole thing move and go around and float out anyway. So, I mean, come on, give the merit where it's due there. But what I'm trying to say is the other question.
Well, hold on. Before you get to the other question, I want to understand your vision here because it's better than what we got today. I mean, there's no doubt what you're talking about is better than what we have today. Right now, there's a huge Border Patrol bureaucracy that stops people from coming in. They demand information. They demand information about citizenship. They stop people inside the United States. So you're saying get rid of all that. And just have it so that people can come in just by taking a picture and giving their name.
Exactly. And all the information
that's much more reasonable.
And my fourth bedroom will be set up as an office to keep a track just so we'll know what percent. If people want to lie, I mean, they say they're from Honduras, and you can tell absolutely that they're from Ethiopia.
How would you be able to tell that?
Because Ethiopians look Honduras.
Well, maybe you just make a subcategory Ethiopian background. Doesn't matter.
But you wouldn't know necessarily that the person was from Ethiopia or some other place in Africa.
You wouldn't know. But look, I want to run the thing. But look, the overarching.
You want to run the whole program.
Well, the computer will be open.
As long as he's not charging people $8,000 like we had to
pay. I'm not charging anybody.
What's it cost? You're not going to charge? Is it
I'm going to do like Jerry Lewis. At the end of the first year, I'm going to tap dance on somehow, podcast or maybe just audio, and say, hey, look, here's what I did with last year's money. And show everybody what I did with the money.
So like buying some beer and buy a little bit of weed. Because you're just sitting back looking at pictures of
the funds will never be used for that. If the funds are ever used for that,
pay off sexual assault victims like Congress.
Ordering people that want to come hit me with a styrofoam shovel on my back. Okay.
Do you want people to hit you with a styrofoam shovel on your back? Why?
No, I want. No, what I want now is for the next year on that pledge drive number one.
Basically,
people go, look at what he did with the money we gave him. God, this guy is superhuman. Give him some more money. So just like Jerry Lewis.
All right, I got you, Rico. Let's move on to your second question.
How many people have been watching our telethon right now?
I love that idea.
Right.
Let's fund everything in government with telethon. I think Trump should fund a border wall with a telephone.
There you go.
There we go.
I would be
concerned that he would raise a whole lot of money that way.
Well, at least the people that want it would be the ones that are paying for it.
True.
All right, Rico, what was your second question? Something about learning about island people?
There's these islands. They speak English. They've got to call it two of the Channel Islands.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Jersey and Guernsey. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. If one would study how they handle their expenditures into the economy, it's absolute perfection. And also, there's a subclass of people who get checks from that account, say the project manager's account to build a little small dam on a little small, almost a river, but not quite a river, so they open up a ledger and start, sending the guy, and then everybody on down from him would get paid. Just paying them every day. And what that does, that makes people become math wizards in an awesome amount of short time.
So let me see if I understood you, because it can be a little hard to follow you, Rico. You're new to the show. I'm a little bit new to kind of figuring out what you're saying here. You're saying that on these islands.
I've been with y'all since Julia.
That's cool, man, but it's the first time I recall hearing from you. So
that's another reason I didn't amp anymore. She never came. About 4 years, she didn't amp. I mean, she didn't come back, so I said, no, she's not coming back.
Whatever, man. It's all good. We're still here, with or without you.
And y'all let her go.
Thank you, Rico, for the call tonight. I'm going to let you go now. Bye-bye. Anyway, so it sounded like what he was saying was because they pay their workers every day, that makes them have to do math, and so therefore that's good for the economy. I don't know.
I was completely lost through that whole call.
Yeah, that's the best I could do.
About half.
All right, so toll free number here, 855-453.
Still better than Ricky.
I'd give him that. 855-450-3733. We got time for you.
You got a problem with Ricky? You got a problem with me.
If you want to get in right now, you might be able to get on in the remaining moments of this Thanksgiving Eve edition.
Just a problem understanding.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynavite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We got a few moments remaining here on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the program. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you here tonight, it's Ian,
Will,
and Mike.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to Stefan. He's in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, I'd like to get into an article I was reading over. I was reading over the 9 o'clock news.
Okay.
There was a study that came out from the Highway Loss Data Institute, apparently, that determined that the number of vehicle collisions reported to insurance companies in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington was actually 3% higher than what would have been expected if the states had not made it legal to buy and use pot recreationally.
Uh-huh.
And the Institute's senior vice president had said that he had received very strong evidence supporting this. Now, the article is actually very vague with it, but I've never personally used marijuana. Do you think it's possible that maybe using marijuana could impair your driving abilities?
It's possible, sure. The evidence suggests it doesn't really, though, for...
It actually suggests... The opposite.
It makes you more careful and slower driving.
Yeah, people become kind of they become a little paranoid and they actually take extra care and pay more attention because they're afraid they might be impaired.
Because they know they could be impaired. Yeah. They, unlike a drunk that, you know, the more you put into alcohol you put in the drunk, the more they think they can drive better.
Yeah.
The person who's a marijuana user is aware of how much they've smoked. They're aware of their relative impairment compared to normal, if any, and they can much more accurately assess whether or not it is safe for them to get behind the wheel. If they do get behind the wheel, they frequently compensate by, as you were saying, Mike, being more careful while they're driving and extra paranoid.
Where the real increase in driving accidents and deaths right now is because of the texting while driving. In states that are even passing legislation against texting while driving, it's still going up. And because
they do it anyway.
They do it anyway. They do it below the dash.
And then they have to try to hide it.
Yeah. And it's there needs to be some new technologies that allow people to interact without having to focus on the phone. It may involve, you know, integrating with some sort of heads up display on the windshield or I don't know.
You know, that's coming.
Yeah.
That's got to be coming at some point. But is the concern here, Stefan, are they actually trying to suggest that it's marijuana-related car accidents, or are they just trying to kind of extrapolate that and say this correlates with this?
It suggests that it is just in the states that have legalized marijuana. So what this study seems to be suggesting is that, you know, if you have marijuana in your system, you're more likely to be a little drowsy. Maybe that paranoia could lead you to be on edge and maybe freak out at the smallest thing. I do think that his name's Mike, right?
Mike is here.
Yep.
Okay. I do think Mike brought up a good point that it is more of a problem with nationwide with cell phones. And there are some states that have taken serious measures on that. Every time I travel into Maryland, we have to remember, don't use the cell phone at all, because they will not let you use one under any circumstances. Not texting, not even holding it up to your face. You have to have a Bluetooth or use some sort of text-to-speech program.
Yeah, we passed a law like that here in New Hampshire, and it hasn't helped one bit. In fact, the accident rate's gone up even faster.
I think that's a different issue entirely, because we live in a day and age where people just can't keep their eyes off of these smart devices, and they're constantly plugged into them. But I think that's a different issue altogether. But I do think that would affect the way that people act on the road.
So this is one of those things where certain people have agendas that they're pushing, and you can find claims on both sides. So a quick Google results in an article from civilized.life saying that car accidents are on the rise in legal states, but some data crunchers are pointing their fingers and some data crunchers are pointing their fingers at recreational marijuana, but legalization does not lead to more car crashes or to more fatal road collisions. According to a new study published in the American Journal, and this is from June of this year, published in the American Journal of Public Health by researchers from the University of Texas at Austin. And they linked to the study, which compares the rate of fatal car crashes in Colorado and Washington before and following legalization in 2012. After delving through years of data, researchers concluded there is no evidence to suggest that marijuana has made roads unsafe. And the fact is, people were driving before marijuana was legalized. People who use marijuana were driving before it became legal to use marijuana, and they were smoking pot, and they were driving, and that was happening for decades.
I think this is confusing, because, you know, here in New Hampshire, we passed essentially medical marijuana at the same time that they passed the law against texting while driving. And once they passed the texting while driving, the incidence of accidents from texting while driving actually went up as a result of the law.
Right.
And at the same time, so someone who was anti-pot could easily say since the law for medical marijuana passed in the same legislative term, they could try to blame it on pot rather than the texting. And so I think that you're dealing with a selection effect here and a bit of a bias on
absolutely. That's not to say that there aren't people out there who cannot drive and smoke. I mean, there's definitely marijuana affects people differently. So while the supermajority of people may be fine, or it may actually make it so they're more careful or better drivers because they're compensating, there are probably some people out there who should not even ever try doing something like that based on how marijuana affects them. But the statistics here, they're saying that this is, you know, quote, there's no evidence to suggest that these states are seeing more car accidents due to cannabis. We also found no association between recreational marijuana legalization and total crash rates while analyzing available state-reported non-fatal crash statistics.
Well, that could also go back. I just thought of another point. Maybe there were already a lot of marijuana users that were driving to begin with, like you had said.
There were.
In those states. And I've always been a skeptic that legalizing marijuana leads to more use anyway, but
I think there's probably a very small number of people who will likely try marijuana because it's legal. I mean, there's going to be somebody.
Most people do anyway.
But yes, most people who've wanted to try marijuana, they've had multiple opportunities in their life because it's prevalent. There are people everywhere who smoke it. The only way, if you don't know people in your life who smoke cannabis or use cannabis, it's probably because you're so against it that everybody who does tries to keep that from you. They, you know, are afraid of you, or they're afraid you're going to turn them into the police, or they're afraid you're going to freak out about them getting high or whatever, and so they do everything they can to keep you from knowing those things. But let me tell you, you know, even in like the most religious families, there are probably people in those families who smoke cannabis. It's very, very popular, and that means a lot of them are smoking and driving or driving after smoking and so
on. Yeah, I live in a community, you know, as a Muslim, that most people automatically assume that you're not, this isn't happening, but you had the chairman of the North American Fit Council, like his job is to look at Islamic law and tell Muslims how to be good Muslims, who's like, medical cannabis is permitted by Islamic law, and the fact that American law doesn't is oppressive. You
sure
know,
is.
Like that's how he sees it. You've got people, and I won't name them because, you know, of the controversy it can create, but you have big name people in the Muslim community, big name activists in the Muslim community that I know personally who have come to me and told me, you know, like, I use medical cannabis and I can't get imams to talk to me about it. The imams who are willing to talk about it, and will tell you the truth about how, you know, it's allowed, won't say so publicly because of scrutiny and, you know, possibility of backlash and all of these negative associations within our culture that were literally created by government to enforce racism.
Now, thank you for the call, Stefan. Appreciate hearing from you. So why is it allowed? Because isn't there a prohibition on altering one state of consciousness within Islam?
Because of the difficulty of, you know, of like chronic pain or wasting disease or the glaucoma is the example that's used by Mukhtar Magawi, the chairman of the North American Fit Council. It's glaucoma. Because of the difficulty this creates and the fact that the cannabis is healing you, it has healing properties, it is treating your illness. It's something that has to be permissible for you because of the difficulty that not having it in your life will create. It's the same thing with, like, if I was dropped out of an airplane on a desert island and the only thing there was wild pig, for me not to eat the wild pig would actually be sinful because living is more important.
Would you, so in that case then,
that difficulty of, like, I'll starve to death if I don't eat it.
So you could extrapolate
makes it sinful.
From that something like an MDMA therapy for PTSD would also be acceptable.
Absolutely.
All right, more on the way tomorrow night. We'll see you then online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And, thanks for coming on, gents. Appreciate having you here.
Glad to be here.
It's been Ian, Will, and Mike here in the studio. And again, we'll join you tomorrow for our live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. So you can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.